Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dejazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Ivan Dejazu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dejazu strikes out. 1 out. Ken Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Ivey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Strain takes first base on ball 4. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ontiveros strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ivey strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Dejazu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Littlejohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foot batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foot hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dillard strikes out. 1 out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McLaughlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Strain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strain strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ontiveros moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foot hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Foot reaches second base with a double. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foot moves to third. 1 out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McLaughlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLaughlin strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littlejohn hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Strain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. McCovey moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Littlejohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foot hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLaughlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Greg Johnston pinch hits for John Curtis. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Strain moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark is walked intentionally. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. Strain scores. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is walked intentionally. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Johnston now playing left field. Greg Minton now pitching. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littlejohn hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnston for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Foote strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.